Now, one of my listeners sent me the details on Tony Burke's trip to Monaco. Ray, you'll note, Ray, that he attended the event last year as well, the Monaco Blue Initiative, and he went this year, only a few weeks ago, on the 25th and 26th of June. Now, he says, I appreciate Tony Burke cares for the environment, but I wonder how attending a forum on sustainable food production and aquaculture has anything to do with him being the Shadow Minister for Finance. Why was the Shadow Environment Minister not asked to attend on behalf of the ALP? One would assume if it were a personal interest trip or hobby, then Tony Burke should be required to pay for his luxury trips to Monaco himself. Instead, taxpayers are paying for luxury trips to luxury destinations that have nothing to do with his current responsibilities or portfolio. It's a very good point that you make. Absolutely spot on. It is spot on. Now, Tony Burke, not long after he was in Uluru with his kids, posted, I think on social media, this audio to his electorate. Let me have a listen to it.
G'day, it's Tony Burke, your local MP. Thanks for using the QR code to be able to just hear this brief message, which hopefully gives a bit of context to the newsletter that you've found in your letterbox. The budget that is currently before the Parliament brings together a whole lot of things that I've been fighting for our local area ever since I came here to Parliament House to be your representative. Issues like making sure that we've got the family payments right for the people who need it most to be able to help with cost of living. Even little things like making sure that the payment for families with high school students is roughly double with primary school students. It's taken me a few years to realise that as kids get older, they get more expensive, not less. And things like that have now been factored in properly in the budget that we've got.
Yeah, well, we all know that, Tony. We've got children. They do get more expensive as they get older, particularly for us, the taxpayer. Unfortunately, not for you.